Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Who, me? I best get going if I'm supposed to host the show, the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley, January 28, 2016. I hope you're having an amazing day. If not, we're going to make it amazing. We're going to try to make it amazing. It's the last Thursday of the month. It's the end of the first freaking month of 2016. How are you doing? Champion. Wow. I'm serious. I'm shocked. Knock me over with a feather. I know. It happens every year. The end of the month, the end of the first month, the end of January has happened to me 48 times. Okay. It's just wild. I'm going to tell you how the bills got paid. You want to know how the bills got paid? The bills got paid. Had a lot of bills in January had to pay. You probably had a few bills in January. Maybe you got them paid. Maybe there was too much month at the end of the money. Either way, it's okay. We're going to show you how to get them paid in this episode of Every Day is Saturday. Before we go any further, if this is the first time you're tuning in, I apologize. You're going to hate the show. You're not going to get the show. You're going to be like, oh my God, this guy is a moron. Hell, you might say that after the first 2 years of listening to the show. But slowly, surely, the show is going to grow on you because you're going to find your inner Sam Crowley when you say, I don't give a, I'm going and doing it anyway. Because everybody is born an original. Unfortunately, most of us die a copy. And you want, here's the recipe for failure. Oh, by the way, I go off the reservation 95% of the time. Translation, what I say I'm going to talk about may or may not get to it. Because I have a lot of thoughts. These 18 billion brain cells are firing and firing and firing. And most of them are hitting at a high level. Some of them were numbed by the Meisterbrow 16-ouncers in my senior year of high school. Some of them were numbed by the Milwaukee's best and Schlitz at Pennsylvania State University. Not all of them, though. Most are firing at a very high level. But you want to know the recipe for failure? You want to know? Find the person in your life or the people in your life that are doing the same thing they were doing. This is 2016 in 2006, okay? You know them. I know them. They're living in Averageville. You want the recipe for failure? Go ahead and check in with them, all right? Let them know what you're up to. And make sure you seek their approval in what you're doing next. But for example, I have a friend named Jim. And Jim is in a job. I'm not in a job. I actually left my job 10 years ago. I hated my job. Didn't hate the people. They hated me, I think, because I dared to be great. But I didn't hate the people. I just hated the job and everything that it stood for. I had a choice. Now, it's funny because we call it the corporate slave camp. You know it's not. I mean, you know you have an option. You can leave at any point in time. You're not a slave to a job. You've just created that atmosphere of being a slave to a job. Jim's still there. Jim can leave at any time. I left. It was a bumpy road, and it still can be bumpy. Hey, I didn't know I'd be having a kid at 47 or a two-year-old at 48. I didn't know I was going to be the Frank Gifford of Ohio, my kid going off to high school when I'm about 89 years old. Hell, I didn't know that was going to happen, but it happened. Happy it did. Wrote a book, One More Breath. Check it out on Amazon, all about the journey. And who knows what life's going to throw at you, okay? But if I wanted to fail, it would go something like this. oh man, I'm thinking of launching this great new product called the Speaker Success Vault. I'm going to take the last 5 to 6 years of my learnings and I'm going to capture them on video, and I'm going to have audio interviews, and I'm going to have a members area, and then I'm going to just promote it on Facebook and tell all my friends about it, people that are connected with me. And I'm going to rock it out, man. I'm going to build the number one speaker training platform online, bar none. And you know, the first person I'm going to go to seek approval is my old buddy, Jim. Because Jim hasn't ever dared to be great. Jim still is doing what he was doing 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Jim still looks at other people and thinks, I need to please them, because if I don't please them, my life is going to have no meaning. Jim finds significance in his life through the lens of other people. So, of course, the first person I'm going to go ask about my new venture is Jim. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Same day. Same old, same old. Monday, weekend went too fast. Wednesday's hump day. TGIF. Here we go, buddy. Just on the grind. How you doing, Crowley?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Every day's Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I know. That old motor, you must have went to another one of them motivational seminars, I see, huh?
Yeah, man, I actually lead them now. I'm actually speaking on stages all around the world, dude. You ought to come out to one of my events. You'll love it. Change your life.
Yeah, that stuff don't work, dude, but I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
I know.
Hey, Jim, listen, I'm thinking of building a brand new platform called the Speaker Success Vault. It's going to be hosted online inside a private members area for people who want to launch their very own speaking career. And I figure I can monetize it by selling it at a very inexpensive rate, maybe say like, I don't know, $197. And then follow with me, Jim.
Yeah.
All right. And then after that, I'll find the people that really want to take their speaking career to the next level, and I'll offer my private coaching program to them, you know, and then I'll monetize it that way. It'll just be another great avenue, another great revenue stream for my business. I add value. The customer loves it. They launch their speaking career, and if they feel that the value I add is good enough, they'll pay me to teach them at a more micro level, just kind of one-on-one coaching like me and them. What do you think, Jim? Doesn't that sound awesome?
I wouldn't spend $197 to speak. I'm speaking right now. So what do I need you for?
Yeah. Hey, anyway, buddy, listen, been a long time. Next time I'm in a smoky bar, I'll call you and we can hook up and it'll be just like old times. Or when I want to get away from the old, you know, ball and chain and the family, then we'll go hit the little white ball around, man, for about 5 hours, and we'll talk about work like we used to.
Now you're talking. We'll see you, Crowley.
Take care, Jim. And there my dream goes to die. With my old buddy, I had 1,000 friends just like that. 1,000. And that was no imitation. You might be laughing your tail off driving in the car or running on the treadmill or wherever you are right now thinking, dude's lost his mind. Hey, I haven't lost my mind. I've actually gained the mind of a champion. Have you? Are you able to have a conversation? Are you able to perform relationship surgery? Are you able to cut people out of your life? Are you able to say, hey, I'm making some changes in my life and you just happen to be one of them? Are you? Can you? I started out this podcast. I was going to tell you how the bills got paid in January and how you can pay your bills in February. I'm not selling anything. I'm just going to show, actually, it's a mindset thing about how you can pretty much guarantee your bills are going to get, at least get ahead of the game on your bills. Can I talk about that? Can I share that with you on the next one? Sorry, we got a little bit off track. Again, if you're listening for the first time, make sure you head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for the show. Why would you want to do that? Because it helps other people find the show easier inside of iTunes. And there's years of podcasts. I mean, years, hundreds and hundreds of episodes, probably thousands by now. You know what? There's millions. There's 7 million podcast episodes on iTunes of the Everyday Saturday Show, all hosted by yours truly. I want you to come back because I'll be back. Next podcast coming right after this one, talking about how to get the bills paid next month. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.